Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency offers various loan options for beginning farmers and ranchers. To talk about how she utilized one of those loans is Kansas Farm Bureau member who is a Northeast Kansas farmer, Laura Hanke, and her farm loan officer, Mike Vogt. Thank you guys both so much for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, thank you, Shelby.
Thank you. Yeah.
Laura, to get us started, can you just share about what your operation is?
My husband, Chris, my daughter, Audrey, and I, we have a small Red Angus cow-calf operation here in Northeast Kansas, also run a few head in Northwest Missouri. And we had the opportunity in 2019 to purchase 160 acres of grass with a homestead on it here in Leavenworth County. And anybody that's looking for grass knows that it doesn't come available very often, especially in this county. And so we tried to jump on it pretty quickly, and that's where Mike came in.
How have the loans benefited you, and how did you utilize those loans to your benefit?
You know, when we got started, obviously agriculture is a very capital intense occupation, whether you're doing it full-time or part-time as we are. My husband and I both have off-farm jobs. And so we were looking for opportunities to not drain our savings account and have the opportunity to grow our operation, and I wouldn't say have a safety net, but have the opportunity to have some working capital to do things that we needed to do here on the farm without having everything used to purchase land and cattle. And so, you know, Mike was a great resource for that. We had worked through FSA in Missouri. That's where I'm from originally. And so I was a little bit familiar with those programs. And so we just sat down across from him at his desk and started that conversation. And it really has made all the difference for us.
You already had previous knowledge of the loans, correct?
We certainly did. And so we had utilized, our original base operation was in Missouri. And so we had utilized programs in Missouri to purchase cattle. And we knew about the farm ownership program, but we didn't know a lot of details on it. And so, as I said, sitting down across from Mike, he put all of those pieces into place for us.
What was the process of, other than just sitting down with Mike and getting things talked through, what was the process of that application?
You know, that initial meeting, as I said, that was just a conversation. You know, he said, you know, these are the things that you need. And so it was kind of a checklist of put all of this stuff together and then come back for the second meeting and we'll start going through and seeing what else you need. And there are several pieces of paperwork that you have to fill out to do it, as you would hope so, because it is a significant amount of money. And I felt very secure in the loan because they do work with you very closely to make sure that you're not overextending yourself. And that was very reassuring to me. You know, putting together our finances, our projections, you know, what we thought our operation would look like 5 years from now, and just putting all those numbers into place and working through all of that. And it was helpful for our operation as well.
Mike, now to talk to you, what were those loans that you were helping Laura and her husband apply for?
We did beginning farmer and then socially disadvantaged. So that covers women, minorities, and veterans now. Through that classification, then you've had the original operating loan in Missouri, the farm ownership loan with us in Kansas. And then, you know, we did that operating loan for the equipment not too long ago.
Why are FSA loans a good choice for those starting out in agriculture?
I think Laura mentioned it right off the bat, is agriculture is a very capital intensive business industry, and it's very hard for beginning farmers, you know, to have that. One, you know, beginning farmers have, you know, there's land, labor, and capital. Having the young farmers have labor, but you know, having capital is another thing. And what's required by many commercial lenders, you know, like if you're buying land, a 20% down payment. You know, if you are buying, you know, a $500,000 piece of ground, that's a lot of dollars that beginning farmers just probably don't have sitting in their savings account, and they probably don't have a rich relative or hit the lottery. So this is where we can kind of come in and help with that. And beginning farmers, agriculture is a very risky business anyway. And beginning farmers that don't have a lot of assets, collateral or cash for commercial lenders, is very risky. And that's where we come in and kind of we can help with that. With one, we can help with the cash flow, because we can go longer than probably most commercial lenders can go. A lot of times, many of our loans, we don't require down payment, except for one, that's that beginning farmer down payment program, where all you need is a 5% down payment. And that's really about all we require. But we do, you know, we're going to be looking for assets to help secure those loans. But that's, you know, that's for young farmers, that's what's really hard to have the down payment that most commercial lenders are going to require. So, you know, that barrier to entry has always been high in agriculture, but it's even higher right now.
And I'll just add to that, Shelby, too. You know, being able to utilize the FSA programs to purchase this farm, so it did have a house on it, and that's where I'm talking to you from today, but it needed a lot of work. And so, you know, being able to utilize those programs, when you add 160 acres of grass to your operation, obviously you need a few more head of cattle to stock that. And so we were able to utilize that program and then use some of our money to work on the house and then also purchase some additional cattle.
Mike, do you mind touching on what are some of the different loans available that people could apply for? As we mentioned, Laura has applied for a couple of those.
Well, we have what we offer are two programs. One's a direct loan program, guaranteed loan program. Now, most of our young farmers will probably focus more on the direct loan program, where we're actively involved and we're going to be helping finance the purchase of equipment, cattle, you know, livestock, land, what have you. And those you directly apply to us. So we have within that direct loan program, we've got our farm ownership, which is to purchase real estate or improve land in some way. But typically we're looking at purchasing real estate. They can have a house or not. We have that. And then our operating loans is for purchasing our, you know, livestock, machinery. We can do annual operating loans, which is similar to a line of credit, but works different than a bank's line of credit. And those are, their life is a term will be anywhere between 1 to 7 years, whereas our real estate beginning farmer is a 20-year amortization, but most of ours are going to be more, some of our other loan programs are 30 to 40-year amortization, which really helps with the cash flow. So with the direct, that's what we have to offer there. Guaranteed, that one, you work with your lender. The lender actually applies to us. And basically, we can do a 90 or 95% guarantee on that loan. Reduces the bank's risk on some of these loans. And sometimes those are used in conjunction with, say, a real estate purchase. We'll guarantee their part of the land purchase. And I could probably go a little bit further on with the land purchases. We've got three programs, beginning farmer down payment, and that's one where if you can make a 5% down payment, FSA can go up to 45%, and the most that we can loan right now is $300,150, and then there's a participating lender, because we're not in the business to compete with the lenders, we're to help them make the riskier loans, and that's especially true with our beginning farmers. And so they do the other 50%, and all the security is needed, as long as the land and purchase price are at least equal. That's all security we need, which for a beginning farmer, you know, they don't have a lot of assets. So that program works really well. Sometimes we do joint financing. That's for, and a lot of our lenders will call it 50-50. It doesn't always work 50-50, especially with some of our land prices in Northeast Kansas. But basically, we do have, the bank does have, it does need to, you know, the purchase price and appraisal need to at least equal each other. And we do have to look for additional security with that, you know, equipment, livestock, you know, something like that to help secure the loan. And we can go out 40 years with that. And that's where there's no down payment required. We can go out 40 years. That really helps with the cash flow. And I always tell people, you know, my hope is you'll pay it off before that the farm operation's doing well, you'll pay it off before 40 years, because that's a lot of interest if you look at the life of the loan. But, you know, my hope, the farm operation's doing well, they'll pay us off early, and that's great. That's what we want. And then our last one, we do 100% FSA financing on land. Usually that's our last choice. Like I said, we're to help work with lenders to make these loans. But sometimes the loan amounts just aren't big enough to, you know, have two lenders involved or there might be some other reasons they may not have a relationship with an ag lender that we might look at 100% FSA financing. There again, we're going to need additional security in addition to land. So, you know, from getting farmers, you know, they need to think about, you know, one is, you know, could be the down payment for land, but also starting to accumulate some assets.
And I can elaborate on that a little bit more on the lender side of it. So we actually did the 50-50 and we worked with Bank of Atchison. You know, they came out and we went through the process with them just as we did with Mike with FSA. The great thing about it was we had a lot of paperwork already filled out. So it made the application process go pretty quickly. Mike and Bank of Atchison have a great relationship and they were able to work together pretty quickly. And it really was a seamless process.
That is fantastic. Now, we've talked a lot about a beginning farmer, but what qualifies a person to be considered a beginning farmer?
A beginning farmer is someone who's farmed less than 10 years. For our young farmers out there, you know, yeah, if you've been farming less than 10 years, that you'll kind of fit in into that. You know, with our farm ownership loans, we like to have like 3 years of experience, you know, owning and operating your own operation. There's some things that we can substitute, education, you know, other business experience. We'll give you a little credit for, you know, growing up, not necessarily growing up on a farm, but, you know, being labor for a farm, we can give you a little credit with that. But, you know, that's really it, technically for our beginning farmers is, you know, under 10 years of experience. So, you know, if you're just starting out, this is probably time to start talking to FSA and laying those plans, laying those that groundwork for that first maybe land purchase or equipment purchase or something.
And I'll add, I think that there's a lot of misconception as well with the beginning farmer and rancher program that, you know, you have to be 18 to 25 years old. And that's certainly not the case for my husband and I at all. And so, as I said, it was a very valuable resource for us. And just going in and talking to Mike about the different programs that are available, and we didn't even think that we would qualify for the beginning farmer and rancher loan, you know, because we both did have an ag background and grew up on farm and ranch operations. But start the conversation.
For kind of both of you, what are some tips you would give someone who is in that beginning farmer stage that may be feeling overwhelmed? What's your piece of advice to give them?
Well, I can start. So, you know, finding this place and starting to run the numbers, it can become very overwhelming very quickly, whether you have off-farm income or not. You know, just putting those numbers on paper and seeing what that expenditure is going to be and what that's going to do to your household finances, that was very intimidating for me. And so, you know, we almost didn't pursue it any further. And I'm so glad that we did, because it is very difficult to rent 100% of the ground that you operate on, which is what we were doing up to that point. I think, as I said, the very first step is starting the conversation. You know, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to go in and sit down across from a lender and start that conversation. You know, get your stuff in order and, you know, kind of have an idea of what your finances are and go to the bank, go to that second party lender, go see FSA and start that conversation.
And I totally agree with that. You know, big, when you come to meet with a loan officer, you know, definitely have a plan. And most people do have a plan. But have a plan and have goals, be able to state those goals. Occasionally I do have somebody and they don't have a plan, you know, and so I'll try to get that out of you. But yeah, definitely have a plan and some goals and even some steps on how you're going to get from here to there. No doubt our paperwork, it's like 29 pages and it is very intimidating for people. And, you know, I've had people, you know, this is just too much for them. Make an appointment, come in. I will, just about any of our loan officers, we will go page by page and help you at least tell you what information we're needing in there, how to fill some of the application out. There's a lot of homework involved, especially with the financials, you know, coming up with that cash flow and balance sheet and putting that together. And we can fine tune it once we have the application and go through things. And that's where we can, you know, see if something like this will work. But yeah, definitely, you know, especially with What I tell a lot of beginning farmers, you know, they want to buy their first piece of ground or a quarter right off the bat. And Laura and Chris started out right. What I would recommend, and that is rent some land first, you know, maybe get that first loan, you know, buy some cattle, buy some equipment. Let's build a history. Let's file some Schedule Fs on your tax return. And, you know, then you'll get that experience, because we don't require as much experience for our operating loans as we do for our farm ownership. Then with that history and relationship, we'll be able to move to the next step and hopefully help someone buy their first farm.
Sounds like some great pieces of advice from both of you. Laura, to kind of wrap us up, would you recommend this loan to others and why?
Well, we wouldn't have a farm. I wouldn't be able to talk to you from my kitchen table this morning at a farm on a piece of ground that we own. And I can tell you farm ownership, land ownership, they're not making any more of it. And so it was definitely a special thing for my husband and I. And, you know, being able to hopefully pass this on to the next generation with our daughter, it's an incredible resource. And if you're not at least checking into it to see how you can utilize it, I really feel like you're missing out in agriculture today.
And Mike, so people aren't missing out, where can people find out more information about these services?
Online, you can go to farmers.gov, and then we have a farm loan discovery tool off that page. That one, a person can access, you know, nationwide, and you can even fine tune it. You can pick your state. We have a presence in all the counties here in Kansas. I think there's over 3,000 FSA offices throughout the United States. Maybe it's more like 3,500. I forgot how many counties there are. But anyway, there's a presence there. Farm loan offices were regionalized, but I guarantee you that your local FSA office knows how to get a hold of the farm loans folk. Like us, we're located in Effingham. There's 20 offices here in the state of Kansas. And like I said, so somebody will be able to get you in touch. Call us, set an appointment. We'll meet, discuss, you know, go over things. People can email their questions. We can email an application. There's a lot of ways that we can work with you, answer your questions to help get you started.
Absolutely. Thank you guys both so much for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, thank you, Shelby.
Thank you. It was great.
That was FSA loan officer Mike Vogt and Kansas Farm Bureau member who's a farmer in Northeast Kansas, Laura Hanke. If you're interested in finding out about the services that Farm Service Agency has to offer, you can go to www.farmers.gov and search for the Farm Loan Discovery Tool. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.